In 1982, with the massive success of Hitchhiker on both radio and TV behind him, Douglas was embroiled in two major projects. He was trying to finish his third Hitchhiker book, Life, the Universe, and Everything, and he was attempting, for the first time, to get a film of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy off the ground. There was one other writing job in hand at the time, and that was to produce a spoof dictionary called The Meaning of Lif with co-writer John Lloyd. By mid-1982, the Hitchhiker book was safely delivered to a relieved publisher, and Douglas decided that it would be easier to tackle the Hollywood film moguls on their own territory. So to that end, he rented Donna Summer's beach house in Malibu and took John Lloyd with him to work on the dictionary project together. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because at the same time as all this was happening, Douglas was asked to write two sketches by BBC Radio's Light Entertainment Department. One was for the popular actress and comedian Sheila Stiefel, who had been given her own radio series called Stiefel Plus, in which she wanted to do a Hitchhiker sketch. Well, Douglas duly delivered a script, which took the form of a short interview between Sheila and myself as Arthur Dent, and it was broadcast in the programme's Sheila's Ear spot on the 4th of August 1982. Sadly, BBC Archives no longer carries a copy, but fortunately we have managed to locate an off-air recording of that particular episode. So, with apologies for the quality of the recording, here is what later became known as the Lost Hitchhiker sketch.
Hello, and welcome to Sheila's Ear. And I have with me in the studio this evening a man whose travels as a hitchhiker around the galaxy have made him something of a celebrity, and his name is Arthur Dent. Ladies and gentlemen, Arthur Dent. Arthur, hello.
Hello.
In your lovely woolly dressing gown. You must be the most well-travelled man I ever met. Now, can I ask you, first of all...
Where am I?
Well, you're...
Who are you? Where am I?
No, well, we're at the BBC.
I thought I was in a cave.
Well, I know what you mean, but this is the Paris studio in Lower Regent Street, London.
England?
Yes, England, yes.
Earth?
Earth, yes, yes.
I'm astonished.
Well, the...
Last time I was here, it was blown up.
Since when, of course, you have been travelling around the galaxy.
But you're missing the point. When I say blown up, I mean all gone.
Really?
Yes, the Earth was completely blown up, you see. Nothing left. I mean, this is the point I'm trying to stress.
Now, interesting. Tell me, what are the things you missed most about Earth?
Missed?
Mm.
Well, the irreplaceable things, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Mars bars, primarily. Certain types of tea. Mm. And, well, I was going to say Radio 4. But, I'm a bit puzzled. Are you sure this is really happening?
You missed Radio 4?
Oh, certainly. The news quiz. Just a minute. It's unique. There's nothing quite, or even faintly, like Kenneth Williams anywhere else in the entire galaxy.
That's so, that's so.
Yes, I've looked. Not very hard, I grant you, but I haven't.
Look, why don't you tell us something about your experience of space?
Well, one of the interesting things about space is really how dull it is.
Dull? Really?
Yeah, staggeringly dull.
Yeah.
Bewilderingly so. I mean, you see, there's so much of it and so little in it. It sometimes reminds me of The Observer. Would you like me to quote you some statistics?
No, no thanks very much, no.
Very wise. They, too, are sensationally dull. Mm.
But, well, where exactly have you been?
Well, actually, I've been living in a cave on prehistoric Earth for the last 5 years. So if you really want a lot of stuff about asteroids and ray guns, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong chap.
Ah.
I can tell you a lot about mud and swamps and the quest for fire. Honestly, this is the place I always dream of being. England now. The archers, crumpets with marmite... Chat shows. Funny, now I'm here. I keep thinking I ought to pinch myself.
No, don't do that. Well, it's been nice talking to you in your sleep. You must be keen to get back to your cave and wake up.
Not particularly.
Tough. So, from the dream world of Arthur Dent, it's back to our studio.
Just a few weeks after that episode of Stiefel Plus went out, the BBC had got lined up a two-hour variety show celebrating 60 years of radio. This was to be called, somewhat imaginatively, The Light Entertainment Show, and Douglas had agreed to write a Hitchhiker's sketch for this show as well. With a huge orchestra and many, many artists booked for the occasion, it was going to take three producers to rehearse and assemble the finished product over a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the day of recording, which would take place before a packed audience in London's Adelphi Theatre. Come the Friday, despite many increasingly urgent calls to Douglas, no script had arrived. The show itself was to be hosted by Roy Hudd, and writers Peter Hickey and Tony Hare had been commissioned to write all of Roy's linking material. By late Friday afternoon, one panicking producer now faced the prospect of a hole in the schedule, with Stephen Moore and I standing by under contract to appear as Arthur Dent and Marvin the Robot. So the producer asked the two writers to come up with a Hitchhiker sketch. This was the result.